Excuse me. Miss? Miss. Hi. You aren't supposed to be back here. No, this area is for employees only. I find that hard to believe considering the employees only sign on the door that she had to walk through to get inside. I'm gonna have to ask you to leave. What? You want a what? You just want to review the art. Are you, what are you, some kind of art critic? Well, you are welcome to view any of the art in the galleries outside, but like I said, this area is off limits. There's some sensitive material in here, and there's some valuable pieces that that we're not ready to display yet, and well, are you really trying to sweet talk me into letting you stay? No, I'm not. Okay. Alright. I'll make you a deal. I'll tell you about any three paintings that you want. But then, you promise that we will leave. So what is happening in this painting is... So we've got two halves. So there's a duality to this painting. On one side, we have the portrait of a man who's staring at us, and on the other side is a crowd of people who can barely fit in the frame. And you'll notice that it's raining on their side, but nobody has an umbrella. Meanwhile, the man is carrying an umbrella, but it is not raining on his side. And on the side that's not raining, has been painted in cool colors. There's a cool color palette there, while the crowd has been painted in warm, in a warm palette. Now, warm colors tend to come toward the viewer, and then cool colors, in color theory, basically, they tend to recede. The artist has not only inverted that here, but he's inverted the polarity of tints and shades, so that it gives you this kind of photo negative feeling to it. And I think it's a comment on isolation and man's tendency to isolate himself from society even when he doesn't want to. So this is one of my favorite pieces. It is at face value a portrait of a man writing on a piece of parchment, but it was supposedly inspired by song lyrics, and if you look closely at the brush strokes and the stippling, there are song lyrics, messages, and phrases codified within for the artist's love interest. And legend has it that the intended viewer got the message and that they both fell in love. One more. Okay, so this painting, which at face value appears in the style of Caravaggio, of a mental patient in stirrups, and if you see in the darkness, there are four figures that are looming over us, and the message here was really about the sinister and hidden nature within man. And the artist chose the time of hysteria in the 19th century because of the extreme lengths that we went through to cure maladies and afflictions that we believe were physiological, and the people that we hurt along the way. So that's three... that's what are you doing? it's you. Come on. Come here. Good. That's good. Let me feel your curves. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. From your legs, your thighs. To this ass. Fuck. All the way up to your shoulders. Your neck. Turn your head. Come on, let me kiss your neck. Yes. Oh, fuck. Here, turn your head towards me. That's right. This. Ooh. I'm just gonna unbutton one of these buttons down here, okay? So that I can slide under everything. Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Fucking feel you. Fuck, you are wet. Don't move. Don't move. Yes. 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 Feel my hand against your throat. And you feel this other hand. Just fucking searching this pussy. What's this pussy for, huh? What is this pussy for? Yeah. Does that feel good? How about we squeeze this neck a little tighter? I don't think you're seeing stars yet. Oh, fuck yes. Do you feel that finger? Who owns you right now? Huh? Oh, yes, I feel you. I feel you, girl. All you gotta do is relax and feel me. Do you feel me? Yeah? Do you feel me? Do you? You are a little slut. Uh-huh. Yes, you are a little slut. I'm gonna unbutton all of these buttons now. Okay. This one. And this one. And this one. And this one. And let's slide these pants down. Yes. Oh, yes. Fuck yeah. Just standing there with your pussy on display for me. All for me. Yes, you are. Oh, fuck. Turn around. Turn around. Back up. Back up. Back up into the wall. Come on. Oh, there you go. There you go. There you go. Oh, what is this pussy for, huh? What is this pussy for, huh? You like my fingers in there? Yeah? Don't fucking move. Don't fucking move. Oh, yes, you're a little slut, aren't you? I know you are. I know you are, baby, yes. Tell me you're a slut. Tell me you're a slut. That's right. That's right, baby. You like that? You like getting bitch slapped? Oh, fuck. The way your breath just fucking hitches. Let me fucking choke you. Oh, I know who you are. I know what you want. Yes, I know what you want. I know who you are, baby. I know who you are. I know exactly who you are. You are the art critic from the Gazette. Yeah? You reviewed a piece last week. It was the only piece you reviewed. You remember. You tore that piece apart. And you only focused on one thing. I don't understand that. Oh, you don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about, do you? Let me introduce myself formally. Hi, my name is Thomas Banter. I work here and I also exhibit here, and you happened to review one of my paintings last week. Happened to be a very personal painting. I got a fairly good reception from it, but your review totally lampooned it, fucking tore it apart, and your review completely disregarded the artist's statement. I mean, did you read the statement at all? Did you read the statement at all? No? You fucking slut. Oh my god. Here, take four fingers. How about that? Yes, baby. Fuck. Look how fucking loose this pussy is. Yes. 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 Loose bitches get lucky today. Yes. Cause you're with Tom right now. And I'm fucking pissed at you. What are you? What are you? You are my good little slut. Yes, you are. Say it. Say, I am Tom's good little slut. Fucking say it. I am Tom's good little slut. Oh, yes, you are. Turn the fuck around. Come here. I have since taken down that piece and put it here in storage so I can reflect on it. Hands against the wall. Come on, hands against the wall. Bend over. Show me that ass. Show me this fucking ass. Come on. Come on, arch that fucker back like I know you can. Show me that fucking pussy from behind, bitch. Come on. There we go. There we go. That wasn't so hard, was it? All right. Look up. Look up. Let me get this fucking hair. Bitch, look up. Do you see? Do you see that? That is my artist statement. You can rip my piece to shreds, tear it apart, lampoon it, make fun of it, joke around about it, but you are never going to take it out of context because you didn't read the fucking artist statement and then think that you have the right to comment on it, especially not as a professional art critic. I mean, I respect all responses, but a dumb bitch response gets a dumb bitch response. So here you go, you dumb bitch. Fucking read that statement out loud for me. Read that fucking statement out loud. And let me get this dick out. I'm going in, bitch. Fuck yes. Who's my good little slut? That's right. That's right. I'm gonna fucking rip your pussy to shreds just like you rip my piece to shreds. Unless you fucking read that statement out loud right now. Right now while I fuck you. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Good. Fucking read it. Good. Keep going. The whole thing. Fuck. Read the whole fucking thing. You're not done yet. Keep going. There. Turn around, up against the wall, come on. Now that you have read it, do you understand what a ignorant, dumb piece of garbage you wrote about my painting? Who are you? That's right, you're my good fucking little slut, okay? Oh. Oh, slapping you down there. Oh, fuck, I love watching you jump. Oh, let me choke you while I do this. Come on, see those stars, bitch, see those stars. Oh, fuck, yes, that jump. You like getting slapped everywhere, don't you? Spread those legs, show me that pussy. Fuck. Come on, kiss me while I choke you. Oh, that's my good little slut. Open your mouth. Swallow it. I don't want your fucking spit in my mouth. Fucking disgusting. Give me this fucking pussy. Yes. Oh, fuck. Alright, here, have both my hands. Both my hands, bitch. Come on, hold on to me. Hold on to me. Oh, fucking fuck you, bitch. Fuck you. Come on. Oh, I see those eyes welling. I see those veins. I see that face getting red. Fuck. Oh, you like this? You like this? Getting fucked in the back room, huh? Yeah? Yeah? Come on. Oh, fuck yes, bitch. Oh, fuck yes. Fuck you. Fuck you, bitch. Fuck you. Oh, I'm gonna fill your fucking dumb bitch pussy up. Come on. Fuck. Come on. Here we go. Here we go. Here I come. Now. Oh, you seeing those stars? Oh, you seeing those stars, baby? Yeah. Oh, okay, I'll let go now. Oh, yes, breeze. Oh, yes, breeze. Oh, fuck, let me take my dick out. Fuck, spread your fucking legs. Come on, let me see. Come on. Come on, let me see. Come on. Spread that pussy. Let me see that fucking cream pie. Come on, show me. Show me. Ah, look at you. Now this is a piece of art right here. One of my best. Now I haven't written an artist statement about this yet, so what dumb bitch thing are you gonna say about this, huh? Well, here, let me catch some of this cum. Oh, fuck, yes. Come on. Keep spreading it. Keep spreading it. Oh, yes. Yes. Give me back my cum, bitch. Give it back. Give it back. And fucking eat it. Come on. Lick it off my fucking hand, you slut. That's right, you fucking dumb slut. I fucking hate you. Ooh, but I fucking love to fuck you. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Eat it all. Was that good? Huh? Did you say yes, sir? Fuck yes, bitch. Fuck yeah. So, who is never gonna come into the back room without permission again? Yes, you. No, not without my permission. You piss me off, but I love the fuck, and you did too? Well, did you have fun? Yes? You're dirty. You're a dirty fucking girl, aren't you? Yes, you are. fucking hate you. You want to do this again sometime? Yes?
Well, finally, we're on the same page.